Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla this morning dropped an announcement that they are preparing for a Tesla stock split. And here's the tweet this morning from Tesla. It says, Tesla will ask shareholders to vote at this year's annual meeting to authorize additional shares in order to enable a stock split. Tesla also filed a Form 8K this morning. And in the form, it says, on March 28th, 2022, Tesla announced its plan to request stockholder approval at its upcoming 2022 annual meeting of shareholders for an increase in the number of authorized shares of common stock through an amendment to the company's amended and restated certificate of incorporation in order to enable a stock split of the company's common stock in the form of a stock dividend. And then it goes on, it says, Tesla's board has approved the management proposal, but the stock dividend will be contingent on final board approval. The company's definitive proxy statement relating to the annual meeting will include additional details regarding the amendment, as well as the record date, date, and location of the annual meeting. All right, so first, let's go ahead and answer some questions here. First, why is Tesla planning on splitting their stock? I think first and foremost, a stock split will help Tesla employees the most. See, Tesla has an employee share purchase program where employees can purchase Tesla stock at a discounted price during certain windows. And having a stock price in the thousands of dollars makes it difficult for employees to purchase the exact amount of stock they want. So by splitting the stock and having a lower share price, employees will be able to purchase closer to the amount of stock that they really want during those purchase windows, which happen about twice a year. The second reason why I think Tesla could be splitting the stock is to make the stock more accessible to retail investors. See, fractional shares are okay, but it's a lot better, or at least it feels a lot better, to hold whole shares of a company. So instead of retail investors getting spooked out at the so-called high price of Tesla stock, a lower price could encourage more people to not just buy Tesla stock, but to build positions over time, spending hundreds of dollars rather than thousands of dollars per purchase. All right, so the second question is, when will Tesla split its stock? Well, it's clear that Tesla is intending to split its stock, but the main issue is that Tesla doesn't have enough authorized shares to do a stock split. Currently, outstanding shares are about 1.1 billion, and they only have about 2 billion shares that are authorized to be ever sold or given out. So Tesla is asking shareholders to vote at the next shareholder meeting to increase the authorized shares available. That way, the board of directors can do the stock split. Tesla hasn't announced the date of the shareholder meeting, but based on previous years, my guess would be probably around June, but it could be later in the summer or fall as well. It's most likely that shortly after the shareholder meeting, we'll see the stock split. All right, third question, is this good news or bad news? All right, first off, the way Tesla will stock its split will be by issuing a so-called dividend of new shares. So let's say Tesla does a 10-for-1 stock split. For every one share of Tesla stock you hold, you'll be given 9 additional shares on the date when the stock split is completed. But also on that same day, the price of Tesla stock will be adjusted to be 1/10 of its value compared to the day prior. So it's actually a complete wash, meaning you'll get 10x the number of shares, right? But each share will be worth 1/10 the price. That way, the market cap or value of Tesla, the company, will stay the same. But that doesn't mean the stock price won't increase leading up to the day of the actual stock split. And sometimes that happens. You might ask why, and there are a bunch of reasons. Sometimes the stock split is enough to shift momentum or sentiment to positive for a stock, and traders will jump in riding that momentum. A stock split also can signal from management that they are very bullish in terms of their upcoming quarterly and annual results, enough so that they think that the stock price will continue to rise, thus justifying a stock split. But in terms of company health, a stock split doesn't directly impact the company's business or long-term prospects. So it's one of those things that I think in the short term, it has the potential to get a lot of people excited about the stock, and that could result in some momentum for the stock price. But in the long term, it doesn't particularly mean much since it won't directly help Tesla reach their long-term goals. All right, fourth question. As a Tesla shareholder, what do I need to do to get my new shares? First, the stock split hasn't been officially announced yet, so we'll need to wait for that announcement. And then as a current Tesla shareholder, you don't need to do anything. Everything will be taken care of by Tesla and your brokerage. All right, a few other notes of interest about a stock split. A lot of overseas investors don't have access to fractional shares, so a stock split could allow them to buy Tesla shares more easily. Also, a stock split would make options trading more easily for retail investors since the cost of a contract which controls 100 shares would be much lower. And then there's a slight chance that Tesla at a lower stock price could be invited to join the Dow Jones index. All in all, I don't see many downsides of a stock split for Tesla. Probably the biggest downside is that momentum gets carried away, perhaps leading up to the split. And then we see a decent sized sell the news event after the stock split. But overall, to me, it's not really the stock split that's bullish. Rather, it's that Tesla has been executing like crazy, way beyond most people's expectations. And that has resulted in Tesla's stock price to substantially appreciate over the years, enough so where we need another stock split, even though the last one was just 2 years ago. Now, the short-term stock price is going to be volatile, and every stock has a fairly large element of sentiment that impacts its stock price. That said, though, I think Wall Street is generally focused on the electric vehicle business of Tesla, and they're not factoring in a ton of value for Robotaxi, Tesla Energy, and for humanoid robots. So I think that's probably where the upside surprise will be in the future for Tesla, if they can continue to execute beyond the expectations of investors. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.